Ever find yourself craving certain types of food, especially when you're trying to stick to a healthy diet? Do you ever feel guilty after giving into unhealthy cravings? You're not alone. Food cravings can be very difficult to manage, and depriving yourself of your favorite foods only makes you crave them even more. During my Swap It, Don't Stop It challenge, you'll learn the biggest mistakes you're making with managing food cravings and how to handle them more effectively. Using my specialized 5-step framework, I'll guide you through a journey that empowers you to crush cravings and embrace healthy eating habits. The Swap It, Don't Stop It challenge helps you to say goodbye to deprivation and hello to delicious alternatives for your favorite foods. When you join, you'll receive instant access to all the videos so you can watch them whenever you want. Click the link in the show notes so that you can say goodbye to guilt and hello to a life where you can savor your favorite foods without compromising your well-being. Welcome to the Mind Your Body Show, where you'll learn how to get your mind right so that your body will follow. I'm Trudy Stone, certified culinary nutritionist, TV guest expert, and author. After self-hacking my mind and body to lose 30 pounds, I now help busy, overwhelmed women use stress as their superpower so that they can rise above it and become more calm, resilient, and physically fit. Each week, not only will you learn nutrition and stress management habits, you'll also learn about the power of food to enhance your mental and physical well-being and how to overcome your battles with living a healthier lifestyle. The secret to eating healthier, improving your mood, and increasing your energy are not only about what you put in your stomach, it's also about what's going on in your brain. So congratulations on showing up. I promise to support you on your health journey with every single episode. Let's begin. Welcome to the Mind Your Body Show. This is culinary nutritionist Trudy Stone, and I am so grateful that you tuned in today. So how exactly do you lose weight? Substitute diet soda for regular soda? Eat low-fat foods? Or just cut out carbs? Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but these ideas are completely false, and today we're going to be digging into 5 weight loss mistakes that could be sabotaging your weight loss efforts. Ooh, I cannot wait to get into this episode. So there are food and diet industry propaganda that make and keep us fat and sick. Lies by the food industry combined with questionable government policies based on food industry lobbying are the major cause of our obesity and diabetes epidemic. But that's a whole other episode. So over 40% of Americans and 30% of Canadians are obese. Also, what's troubling about this is that obesity can be the precursor to a lot of different, more serious diseases like heart disease, stroke, and the list goes on and on. So without further ado, let's get into the 5 weight loss mistakes that could be sabotaging your weight loss efforts. All right, so mistake number 1 is that you think that diet pills or surgery are your only options. This can be a bit of a touchy topic, but I want to talk about it because diet pills are growing in popularity and a lot of people believe that this is their only option, especially if you're trying to lose a significant amount of weight or you've been on the weight loss hamster wheel for a long time. Some people turn to dangerous diet pills or invasive surgery in an attempt for a quick fix. The truth is, these methods can be risky and don't always translate into results. Also, those weight loss drugs are expensive. Some people are paying more than $10,000 a year out of pocket for these weight loss drugs. Some are even racking up credit card debt and taking on part-time jobs to pay for those drugs. That's a lot of money and sacrifice for prescription drugs, and they're not sustainable because they don't get to the root of why you can't crush your food cravings, of why you can't lose weight. Also, once you stop taking that drug, the cravings and the weight just come right back. We're also starting to see data that not only do people gain back the weight once they stop taking their drugs, they're also more insulin resistant, making them more prone to prediabetes and type 2 diabetes, heart disease, cognitive impairment, dementia, and breast cancer. Those are some high stakes for cutting corners. Long story short, these weight loss drugs are a temporary crutch with very dire long-term consequences. Also, when you resort to quick fixes like pills or surgery, you're not learning to develop healthier habits to sustain that weight loss or learning how to have a healthier relationship with food. One of those things that contribute to a healthier relationship with yourself and to food are your thoughts. Changing your thoughts can actually change how your brain communicates with the rest of your body. This is something that I'm teaching in my Swap It, Don't Stop It challenge. Have you ever wondered why, when trying to eat healthy, why you always take two steps forward and one step back? Well, during the challenge, I help you to discover the hidden beliefs that have been sabotaging your success. Your body hears everything your mind thinks, and it reacts accordingly. And if your mind is full of a lot of stressful and negative thoughts and beliefs, it will be even harder to lose weight. Everything in the challenge is broken down into five easy-to-follow video lessons where you'll discover how to end unhealthy eating without deprivation. When you join the challenge, you'll receive instant access to all of the videos so you can watch them whenever you want. Utilizing my specialized five-step framework, I'll guide you through a journey that empowers you to crush cravings and embrace healthier eating habits. There's a link in the show notes so that you can join. All right, so mistake number two. You give up because you're not immediately seeing results. Look, I have made this mistake and probably every other mistake on this list. So I'm speaking from somebody who has been there. I'm also speaking from somebody who has counseled clients who have also made all of these mistakes time and time again. So you've done all the right things to lose weight. You've ditched junk food. You've loaded up on fruits and veggies. You're eating more quality protein sources and you've been exercising, but you still haven't seen the scale budge. And that's because everybody is different. Although some people like to distill weight loss down to calories in, calories out, the truth is that the human body, your body, is much more complicated than that. Each person has a different set of hormones, metabolism, lifestyle factors, and other potential underlying health issues that could all play a role in how much weight he or she or them loses, whatever your pronoun is. So seeing noticeable results could take time, especially if you're over 40. So just be patient with yourself. I actually have a video that I recorded, just speaking of that real quick. I do have a video that I recently recorded that I released on YouTube, and it's all about how to lose weight over 40. So if you're somebody who's struggling with that, I highly recommend that you check out that video. I will drop a link to that video in the show notes so you guys can check that out on YouTube. And while you are there, please make sure to subscribe to me on YouTube as well. Okay, so if you're trying to lose weight and it doesn't happen, it doesn't mean that it won't happen. You just need to be consistent. And you also need to be patient while you're on your journey. And it is a journey of waiting and waiting for that scale to move. I get that, right? So don't expect to see immediate weight loss results the second you start eating healthy or 1 week into your diet. Now, many people who are trying to lose weight, they obsess over that number on the scale as the only way to measure progress. But there are so many milestones you'll reach on your way to hitting your target weight, and you owe it to yourself to celebrate. Again, I'm speaking from experience here because when I was on this hamster wheel of just constantly like losing weight, gaining it back, losing it, gaining it back. It was really, really frustrating. And I used to get really frustrated when I used to step on the scale. I knew I was eating properly. I was exercising and I would step on the scale and I would see the scale didn't budge. And it was frustrating, right? So what I did was I started celebrating every single little thing along the way. If I drank more water that day or that week than I normally would, I would celebrate that. If I ate more vegetables throughout the day than I normally would, I would celebrate that. And I would tell myself, good job, Trudy. And a lot of us, you know, we're so quick to tear ourselves down, but we're not as quick to give ourselves a pat on the back or to celebrate our success, no matter how small. Now, once you start noticing and celebrating these non-scale victories, as I like to call them, you'll be even more motivated to keep practicing your healthy habits as you continue your journey to a healthier you. So a non-scale victory, again, I just gave you a couple of examples there, but it could also mean, you know, maybe eating one slice of cake for dessert when you normally have two, right? And in that example, if you had the slice of cake and you said, I'm not going to have the slice of cake, you'd probably beat yourself up. Oh my God, I said I wasn't going to have the slice of cake. I can't believe I gave into it. Not realizing that, hey, you know what? Normally I would go back for seconds with that cake. And this time I didn't go back for seconds. I only had the one slice. Celebrate that. I know it doesn't seem like something you should be celebrating, but it is a move in the right direction of your goal, right? You know, taking a flight or walking up a flight of stairs, right? When you would normally take the elevator, that's something to celebrate. Parking further away from the store instead of just getting that first parking spot that you see, right? That's something to celebrate. These are simple examples of victories that you can score off the scale that can ultimately lead to your success on the scale. And non-scale victories are extremely important to push you during your overall transformation. And these small wins, that's what gives you momentum. A lot of times people ask me, Trudy, how do I get motivated? Because you're not celebrating the small wins. You're so focused on losing the 30 pounds, the 50 pounds, the 100 pounds, and you're not celebrating those little successes and those little wins along the way. That's what gives you momentum. That's what gives you motivation. So lean into that. All right, so mistake number three. You ditch carbs thinking that will help you to slim down fast. Ugh, this one. All right, I think I need an entire episode dedicated to this one if I haven't done this already, and I don't know that I have. So another fad diet people turn to when they're looking to lose weight fast is ditching carbs altogether. Look, I used to do this too. When I was trying to lose weight, I didn't eat any carbs. I'm like, no, I can't eat the carbs, right? Now, carbs have been deemed the diet devil, and people wrongfully assume that cutting carbs leads to weight gain. And I know somebody out there is on the keto diet right now saying this girl does not know what she's talking about, but this is actually nutritionally false. I'm not saying the keto diet is false. I'm saying that cutting out entire food groups is not, again, I like to help people to have a healthier relationship with food. And I feel that when you start cutting out entire food groups, you're not developing that healthier relationship with food, and you're not developing that healthier relationship with yourself. And cutting out carbs altogether may actually make you gain weight because you're missing out on filling fiber, which has been proven to help you to slim down. Okay, because I was cutting out all the carbs. And when I started adding in healthy sources of carbs, things like quinoa, things like brown rice, sweet potatoes, right? The carbs that don't make your blood sugar spike as rapidly, I actually felt more full, I felt more satisfied, and that meant that I wasn't overeating as much. This was game changer for me when I was on my weight loss journey. This was game changer for me to help me to lose those 30 pounds and to keep them off. And I've never been able to do that in my life prior to that time. Okay? And the thing is that most people are already deficient in fiber. And then you throw in these low-carb diets, and it's just a recipe for disaster, okay? So let's dig into carbs for a second. So carbohydrates are made up of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Carbs are actually essential because they're our main source of energy. The low-carb phenomenon has been taking over for years now, and it's made people afraid to eat things like fresh fruit, certain vegetables, and whole grains. And I've seen this with my clients. I've seen this with people that have sent me messages on social media. People are like terrified to eat carbs now, right? Man, I'm going to get off my soapbox here for a moment because I feel like I'm preaching a little bit to you guys. But can you guys tell I'm passionate about this? You know, the other thing about low carbs is then this compels you to buy those foods that have low carb on the label. And I know a lot of people are doing this. They're buying breads that have a low carb or buying tortillas that say low carb on it, right? Now, these foods that claim to be low carb, they might still be high in unhealthy fats and other damaging stuff like additives, preservatives that wrecks your health. Complex carbs like fresh fruit, sweet potatoes, quinoa, brown rice, beans, and lentils, some of my faves, are what our body naturally craves because it's what our brain uses to function properly. Without them, you'll be drowsy, you'll be moody, you'll be, you know, sucked of energy. So when it comes to carbohydrates, what you want to do is this. You want to avoid those carbs, the simple carbs, things like white rice, pasta, you know, all those baked goods that you see in the grocery store when you're just trying to pick up, oh, I just want something sweet. You pick up the cookies or you pick up the donuts or the muffins or whatever it is, right? When you eat a lot of these foods containing white flour, it spikes your blood sugar rapidly. And they also contain zero nutritional value. So those are the type of carbs that you really want to minimize. You don't want to get rid of all the carbs. You just want to make sure that you're feeding your body the right type of carbs, like the ones I mentioned earlier. So high carb foods that are high in fiber, right? So let's say, for example, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, those sweet potatoes, quinoa, brown rice, the beans and the lentils. Those are the ones that you want to lean into, right? And again, cutting out entire food groups also creates an unhealthy relationship with food. This is where the swap it, don't stop it challenge comes into play. It's not about saying no to the foods you love. It's about making smarter choices, not restrictions. And you do that with healthy food swaps. So we start the challenge by igniting your motivation to eat healthier by unlocking game-changing secrets to setting health goals that will light a fire underneath you. So if you've ever said to yourself, I just can't get motivated, then this challenge is for you. So there's a link in the show notes so that you can join. All right, so mistake number four is thinking that diet sodas are better than regular sodas for weight loss. Now, this is one of the biggest mistakes I see people make. If you drink, if you're going to drink soda, I know this is going to sound crazy saying this is a nutritionist, but if you drink soda, you're better off drinking the regular stuff, but in moderation. Here's why. The evidence is growing that shows that the artificial sweeteners used in diet soda, like aspartame and sucralose, for example, these lead to hard-to-control food urges later on in the day. So when you consume artificial sweeteners, it actually confuses your brain. As a result, you end up eating more food, not less. This is because your brain senses the taste of sugar without the accompanying calories from the glucose and fructose, and it tries to correct that imbalance in your brain by making you hungrier. So there was one study, it was actually a 14-year study that was done with over 66,000 women. This was actually published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And they discovered some frightening facts that should make us all swear off diet drinks and products. Diet sodas raise the risk of diabetes more than sugar-sweetened sodas. Women who drank one 12-ounce diet soda had a 33% increased risk of type 2 diabetes, and women who drank the 20-ounce soda had a 66% increased risk. Now, women who drink diet sodas, they drank twice as much as those who drank sugar-sweetened sodas because artificial sweeteners are more addictive and are hundreds to thousands of times sweeter than regular sugar. Other studies show artificial sweeteners found in diet sodas, it tricks your metabolism into thinking that sugar is on its way. This causes your body to pump out insulin, which is the fat storage hormone, which lays down more belly fat. Artificial sweeteners in diet soda, again, it also confuses and slows your metabolism down so you burn less calories every day. It makes you hungrier and crave even more sugar and starchy carbs like bread and pasta. Considering that the average diet soda drinker consumes 3 diet drinks a day, this is pretty alarming stuff. So I hope I've convinced you to lay off the diet soda. So try weaning yourself off by switching to sparkling water. So there's a lot of sparkling waters out there on the market that you can find that are actually good. Because some of them have different weird additives and stuff like that, but there are a few that have just a clean ingredient label and just the sparkling water, right? Maybe you can even try the sparkling water and you can flavor it with lemon, lime, cucumber, fresh herbs. You can even drink chilled green tea, right? That's actually a really effective fat burner. And just add some slices of grapefruit in there and some lemon. So artificial sweeteners found in sodas and other diet drinks can make you fatter, not thinner. All right, so mistake number 5. Ooh, this is another big one. Is that you have to give up all of your favorite foods and deprive yourself to lose weight. This is another big mistake that I see people make when trying to lose weight, is that they feel like they can't enjoy their favorite foods and still lose weight. Do you feel like that listening to this right now? So I know because I've actually been there, and this simply isn't true. It's okay to indulge in your favorite foods occasionally, as long as you're mindful of portion sizes and don't overdo it. The key is to find a healthy balance between indulging in your favorite foods and having some healthy food swaps on hand to help you to manage your cravings. If you need help with managing food cravings and coming up with some healthy food swaps that actually taste good, then my Swap It, Don't Stop It challenge could be just what you need. During the challenge, I'll be sharing my 5-step framework for making healthier food choices so that you can feel more confident and in control of your eating habits. I also unlock the secrets to making healthy food swaps taste just as indulgent. For a limited time, when you join the challenge, I'm actually going to be throwing in a bonus. I'm throwing in my guide, 11 Healthy Food Swaps That Actually Taste Good. In this guide, you'll uncover the secret ingredient that transforms guilt-free snacks into mouth-watering delights. You'll also find out how to manage weight without giving up your favorite treats. When you join with the link in the show notes, you'll receive instant access to the challenge and to this free bonus. So I want you to think about all of the mistakes that I talked about in this episode. If you're trying to lose weight, or maybe if you know somebody in your life is trying to lose weight, just think about it and, you know, think about which mistake resonates with you the most. And I'd love to hear from you, actually. So find me on social media. I'm Trudy E. Stone on Instagram, also on YouTube as well. So come on over, let me know what you thought about the episode, and also let me know which one of the mistakes that you're making. And I hope to see you in the Swap It, Don't Stop It challenge. Don't forget, there is a link in the show notes so that you can join. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mind Your Body Show. I hope that you learned something new to help you transform your life and your body. For more after the show, make sure to head over to TrudyEStone.com. That's where you'll find all of the show notes. Also, make sure to head over to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a rating to let us know what you thought about the episode. And remember, get your mind right and your body will follow. Thanks for tuning in.